Okay. And we're coming back into the third hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 21st day of November, a week before, I believe it's Thanksgiving in the United States, or that wretched, I won't, God forbid, Black Friday, I think, go to hell with that. But buying people stuff they don't need. But anyway, the Noelle Whitney, she is a mine of information, and I'm a disgrace having her on before now. Not just separate from our program, the areas that she can fill in are enormous. But today, I'm aware of this building campaign to attack vaccine truth information. It's shocking. But we'll see how it goes. We report it here in this program anyway. But I'll just read some of the key things. Ken has, our sound engineer, board up. He's been 27 years at it now, and he's well plugged in to what's going on. The Defense Intelligence Agency apparently designated Joe Biden a national security risk and has taken over from the DOJ, now a military matter. Ooh, I see. Thousands of traitors have been identified to be arrested by the military. Well, go to Mike Adams' Natural News and Bright John. He has fantastic 10-minute and 40-minute audio documentaries of what's going on. And by God, he is plugged in. He is connected to DARPA through his family. So he said he's speaking very confidently of this. And the Supreme Court, well, I just roll this back, see if I got it right. What's the one we had earlier on? Supreme Court, I can't roll back. Members and chat. Maybe I can go up this way.
Yeah, apparently they've gone in and taken over from the judges in these states, taking over the case.
Yeah, well, Ken is saying, you're very good. For some reason, the screen won't roll up. The Supreme Court has taken over the Supreme Court of the states. And I would think it's that carry on by the Supreme Court judges in the state of the lower courts in the state, Supreme Courts in the state of Pennsylvania, who started writing law to facilitate the Democrats. That is an outrage, beyond an outrage. So that's happening. We believe it's happened now that the Supreme Court have intervened and taken over. And the other belligerent part of the localized Supreme Court, I don't pretend to know how that works, the Ninth Circuit, that was rapid and rancid what was going on in California, where these judges were absolutely working for corporations and extreme left-wing organizations. Absolutely shocking. But I can't roll this back. I can't even see what happens. So there's breaking news going on, folks. Massive, massive, massive breaking news. So in that regard, just turning over my sheet here of the interesting audios we had today. Which one? 13 minutes. We see Mike Adams. Did I play this last week? I think it's the day after last Saturday I put this one up. Now we go to Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs talking to Sidney Powell. It's 8 minutes, Ken. That's a fairly concise one where she lays out the criminality of Dominion software. Lou Dobbs interviewing with Sidney Powell. Is that one there? Okay. It's just about a week old, but it's very relevant because that's going to come crashing down when they move on Dominion. Okay. Is that one there, Ken?
Is it the one with the two ladies on the front, Sidney Powell? Sheer quantity of provable votes?
Maybe. It's designated 8 minutes 10 seconds. Lou Dobbs talking to Sidney Powell. Third one I sent today.
Well, now that's Giuliani. Oh. I don't get a play button for the top picture, okay? I'm not getting anything to play.
I don't
get a play button on that. It has the picture of Lou Dobbs and her. I got no play button.
No. Okay. Well, can you play it or not? No.
No, there is no play button for that. It's just like a picture. There's three videos.
Oh, well, that's not
Lou Dobbs.
Well, the link is the YouTube link that you usually have. Okay. Okay,
so
okay,
to,
okay.
Natural News. Maybe it's the wrong one. Let me look again. It's Lou Dobbs. It's
okay.
On Smartmatic, okay. No, it goes to Natural News.
Well, maybe the video is embedded. If you roll down the page of that page of Natural News, and you'll find the video.
No, there's three other videos sort of that don't have him, those two people in it.
I see. One's interfering with the other.
Okay,
I see.
Maybe here's one. Let me try this one.
Joining us now by phone, Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team. She is also General Michael Flynn's attorney, former federal prosecutor, best-selling author, one of the country's most prominent appellate attorneys. Sidney, good to have you with us. Dominion voting system seems to be figuring larger and larger in the interest of your legal team. And what is the latest?
Oh, definitely, Lou. I've just gotten some stunning evidence from a firsthand witness, a high-ranking military officer, who was present when Smartmatic was designed in a way that the and I'm going to just read you some of these statements, if you don't mind, so I get them exactly right from the affidavit. Designed in a way that the system could change the vote of each voter without being detected. He wanted the software itself to function in such a manner that if the voter were to place their thumbprint or fingerprint on a scanner, then the thumbprint would be tied to a record of the voter's name and identity of, as having voted, but that voter would not be tracked to the changed vote. He made it clear that the system would have to be set up but not leave any evidence of the changed vote for a specific voter, and that there would be no evidence to show and nothing to contradict that the name or the fingerprint or thumbprint was going with a changed vote. Smartmatic agreed to create such a system and produce the software and hardware that accomplished the result for President Chavez. After the Smartmatic electoral management system was put in place, he closely observed several elections where the results were manipulated using the Smartmatic software. One such election was December 2006 when Chavez was running against Rosales. Chavez won with a landslide over Rosales, a margin of nearly 6 million votes for Chavez versus 3.7 million for Rosales. In 2013, he witnessed another Venezuelan national election where the Smartmatic management system was used to manipulate and change the results for Chavez. And it goes on and on. He was in the control room where multiple digital display screens were shown for results and voting. The actual voting results were fed into that room and onto the displays over an internet feed, which was connected to a sophisticated computer system created by Smartmatic. People in that room were able to see in real time whether the vote that came through the electronic voting system was in their favor or against them. If one looked at any particular screen, they could determine that the vote from any specific area or as a national total was going to be against either candidate. Persons controlling the vote tabulation computer had the ability to change the reporting of votes by moving votes from one candidate to another by using the Smartmatic software.
And Smartmatic, the relation...
Smartmatic.
Smartmatic, the chairman is Admiral Pete Neffinger, who is also on the president, the vice president's transition team, his presidential, presumptuous presidential transition team. That's an extraordinary situation as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So here's the other kicker. When the Smartmatic machines are, when somebody's losing, like, for example, when Maduro and his supporters realized the size of the other guy's lead, they were worried that they were in crisis mode and would lose the election. The Smartmatic's machines used for voting in each state were connected to the Internet, reported their information over the Internet to the Caracas Control Center real time, so the decision was made to reset the entire system. Maduro's and his supporters ordered the network controllers to take the Internet itself offline in practically all parts in Venezuela to change the results. It took the voting operators approximately 2 hours to make the adjustments in the vote from Radonsky to Maduro. Then when they turned the Internet back on and the online reporting was up and running again, they checked each screen state by state to be certain they could see each vote was changed in favor of Maduro.
Sidney, you tweeted earlier today about CIA and its association. What have you discovered there?
Well, other than the fact there's no way all this was happening over around and around the world without the CIA knowing about it. I mean, that's just logic. This affidavit also explains it's been used to change election results all over the world. And it's all Venezuelan and Cuban and essentially communist money that's been doing this. It's a foreign-owned company, as you mentioned earlier. The president of it is Mr. Neffinger, who is on Biden's very presumptuous and immediately failing transition team. And people have been reporting this to our government for several years, including Democrats, and nobody's done a damn thing about it, Lou. I can't even express how furious I am over this.
Well, I share your fury and frustration, but I do have some news to break here at this moment. I have now received word from a highly reliable source that the FBI does have an investigative team that is now looking into this election. Now, what that means beyond that, but at least it's confirmation that they are investigating, and we'll see what moves, because there had been no indication that indeed publicly that they were involved. They are now. To that point, I'd just like to show if we could put up the full screen under what their authorities are when we talk about these state-run elections, even though they're federal elections for at least a sizable number of the candidates. As you see there, the ballot includes one or more federal candidates, an election, a polling place, official abuses of their office, the conduct involving false voter registration, the crime intentionally targets minority protected classes, the activity violates federal campaign finance laws. All of this laid out on the FBI website for anyone to look at. And it appears, Sydney, that at least the FBI has finally looked at that website. I'm not sure it was Christopher Wray, but someone at the FBI, and took action. Your thoughts?
Well, my other thought is that as soon as the Smartmatic system changed the votes that they wanted for their desired candidate, by the time they finish, they achieve a convincing but narrow victory of the certain number of votes they want for their candidate. This person saw, by what his own experience, exactly what was happening there was happening here.
It's it is a deeply, deeply troubling election. As I said earlier, the worst in this country's history, bar none. And we have seen official investigative and justice department officials slow to move, and it is infuriating to everyone.
Willful blindness. They have adopted a position of willful blindness to this massive corruption across the country. And the Smartmatic software is in the DNA of every vote tabulating company's software and system.
Yes, and it is more than just a willful blindness. This is people trying to blind us to what is going on. We don't even know who the hell really owns these companies, at least most of them. That's got to change, and we've got to find out exactly what's going on. And thank God we've got a president who will stay in the fight all the way through until we get those answers. Sydney Powell, thanks so much. We appreciate it as always.
Okay, very good. But that was just a fairly concise piece about this appalling Dominion software. One of the words is that the Pennsylvania court, that their Giuliani's case, they've thrown it out, right? He says, right, well, that makes it easier for me to go to the Supreme Court directly. So that's the next move, et cetera, et cetera. But this information coming, we read out earlier on from Alex Jones, Infowars.com, that the I've checked all the sites in Russia today. It's not on it yet. That the Supreme Court has in Washington has taken over all the Supreme Courts under their wing for the decisions on this. That would be fundamental, absolutely. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But just looking at the headline here, fact-checking. BBC, US election, fact-checking Trump's team, main fraud claims. Well, it's absolutely 100% fake news on the BBC, and they were highlighting that Biden had won another 10,000 votes which state? And when they opened the boxes, there was 9,000 of the votes were actually for Trump. The boxes marked so many in favor of Biden. But I've been at election counts in Britain and Ireland, and they're very intense. The ones in Ireland are proportional representation, and they're extremely complex. You can go on for 2 or 3 days, and the votes are counted in front of the tallyman, leaning over a rail. Their eyeball literally is only about 2 feet from the ballot paper, and the council official is going through them steadily and methodically, so as each one can be seen, and they're sorting them all the parties coalesce to do that. The tallymen, they're called. And there can be no fiddling of the result. I mean, one, it's the ballot paper and the ballot box. But when Trump came into office in 2017, it was well known that the Hillary Clinton and the Democrats had used about 4 million illegal immigrants across America to vote. That was one of the accurate estimates. And I thought he would immediately appoint some judges who had an interest in finding the truth to overhaul the voting system. And he didn't do that. I'm just absolutely stunned that that did not happen. I'm sorry, he was so carried away with these stories today. I shouldn't ever give out the phone-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have any news on these hot news stories that are, they certainly won't be on the mainstream media, that's for sure, the Supreme Court has taken over all the minor state Supreme Courts. I never really understood how that works, but that's supposed to be the move that's happened. And that there is a massive movement to pick up and people who have committed treason and etc. But so Giuliani is off to the Supreme Court as of that decision in Pennsylvania. But what a rotten state Pennsylvania is! I mean, absolutely rotten to the core. It's just shocking. The other ones we had here today, separate from that, there's a big happening in Paris with this aggressive Muslim carry-on. We won't pull it now. We're going to a break now soon. But after the bottom of the hour, there's an 11-minute piece where Macron has called in all the leaders of the Muslim churches and asked them to sign an agreement about rooting out extremists in their community. So best of luck with that. But Turley introduces it, and it's the Turley piece, Steve Turley. And he's jumping up and down saying Macron has been red-pilled. Yeah. Whoa, shocking, truly shocking. But is Macron becoming more left-wing than Marine Le Pen? That'll be something else, wouldn't it? But I think they're 2 years away from an election, presidential election in France. But as I said time and time again, looking at the French problems and crisis, there's colossal problems in that economy. And the Yellow Vest situation, they're the only people highlighting it. We had one of the Yellow Vest people on this program about a year ago. But it is becoming a police state as well. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, very good. And a little music running out on me there. Okay, we're coming back in with the bottom of the hour break. But a story here, this makes me laugh. Archbishop of Canterbury, this is Justin Welby, who's an absolute creep as far as I'm concerned, who's absolutely trashed every Christian principle that's possible to trash and compromised him. Such a, he is taking a 3-month break next year to recover himself, etc., etc. Archbishop Justin will be expected to be away from May to July in 2021. He will study in either Cambridge or the United States during his time away. Will study the concept of reconciliation during this time. Reconciliation, really? What's he talking about, the race problem in Britain? He's the one who kept his mouth shut right through this coronavirus shutdown. He has no opinions on it whatsoever, right? And he flash messages here. Sydney Powell. I'll go through the Justin Welby thing, but I have it in for both the Catholic Church and the Church of England, who are beyond recovery. There are some good independent churches out there who are making an effort, that's for sure, Christian churches. But this article here is saying the Archbishop of Canterbury will take a 3-month sabbatical next year for reflecting, prayer, and spiritual renewal. Really, how about you get some guts? Justin Welby is expected to be away from May to July 2021, studying in either Cambridge or the United States. He will be examining the concept of reconciliation, one of the personal priorities of his ministry, of concept of reconciliation, right? Lambeth's Palace, Mr. Welby, official residence. Mr. Welby said it was normal practice for archbishops to take time off from their official duties. Mr. Welby would be in regular contact with the staff while away. The announcement made at the Canterbury Diocesan Synod on Saturday revealed Mr. Welby's sabbatical has been scheduled for some time and due to begin following the Lambeth Conference in 2020. And it goes on and on and on, and all sorts of waffle. But no, he has not a word for a dog regarding this total mismanagement of the coronavirus attack on us all. But just checking, we're still connected. Just get a flash message from Natural News. They have a new update out. I'll just go to it and see what it says. And it's from about another one from Sydney Powell. That was up this evening. I don't know why that's come out now. Sydney Powell has smoking gun evidence to prove massive election fraud in the next 2 weeks. Okay, it seems that's the same story has come in on my email. I don't know why it came in now at this late stage. I'll just go and see, is there anything worthwhile to read out on that? Here we go. Sydney Powell touts smoking gun. Okay, here we go. We have a lot of super important news updates for you this weekend. First, Sydney Powell explains she has a smoking gun evidence to overturn the election in key swing states. And today she gave another interview in which she says the court filing of all this evidence is going to be biblical. The deep state messed with the wrong woman, it seems. She's going to bury them. See some of the evidence described here. Also today I have a November 21st situation update podcast that brings you all the latest news from the coming special forces operation to take place in the USA on mass arrests, covert units taking down treasonous Democrats, etc., etc. Clicking that and bringing it up. It's the same story that's on the front page. Okay. And she's now offering explosive details about Dominion, its voting fraud, and once confirmed will rock the entire world and reconfigure the entire political landscape. And that's dated 21st, okay? And it said, Sidney Powell appeared Friday on the Howie Carr Show and dropped numerous bombshells about growing mountains.
Evidence revealing.
I don't think she should go on these talk shows in a situation like this. She'll give specific press conferences.
There you are.
Many whistleblowers and witnesses will need federal protection because they are being threatened, she says. Many smoking guns exist and will be presented to the courts. The criminal election fraud is coordinated, well-funded and deliberate. This criminal theft is theft, not just mistakes. Some people received bribes to rig ballot tabulations after the vote count. Democrats used the same theft system to steal nominations from Bernie Sanders in the 2016 election. Powell has mounds of evidence via signed sworn affidavits from eyewitnesses. This is all admissible in court. They said via other media outlets, Powell has also says the vote fraud crosses party lines, which means the GOP members are also involved, not just the these rhinos are despicable people. For crawling around and trying to support the Democrats to attack Trump. I mean, they're absolutely vile on every single level. But anyway, we'll come to Ken in New York after the break, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay. And we're coming back in from the break. This is the Barden Report, and we got Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, PJ. Well, this finally answers a question I've been posing on several shows for the last week. Why would a CEO of Pfizer, who has millions of dollars in stock and the potential to make more millions, would do a cheap pump and dump and cash out, and then couple days later, Moderna does the same thing, and the Warp Speed guy on Trump's team cashes out.
So is this the vaccination investment you're talking about, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I know greed is
so,
greed.
Tell me what you think it's doing. They're going to cancel the vaccinations or what?
Well, look how difficult it's going to be to administer it. This business about it being frozen at 94 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. What are you going to do, inject icicles into people? I mean, this whole thing is going to, I suspect it's going to fall apart. The whole thing, and these guys, all the rats are jumping off the ship. Some are going to be doing
That's interesting. That'd be interesting if that happened. It'd be a great signal to the public, run for your life away from these vaccines. They're just a scam, and you've everything to lose by taking it. That's for sure, because it takes some vaccines that were reasonably successful took 9 years to develop. Now they're trying to do it in 9 weeks or what? I mean, come on! And the same companies have immunity from prosecution. I mean, can you see you're putting your head in a noose? I mean, I'm talking to the public, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, very good. Good point. Very.
Not this Kenny. Maybe some other one. But
yeah,
not
yeah,
this
indeed.
One.
Absolutely not. And that's why I talked. I had Ingrid Castle on. She's a profoundly knowledgeable, as was Al Whitney before, but sadly,
oh, yeah,
Al Whitney died there about 2 years ago.
Yes, I used to talk to Al. And
indeed.
I can't believe that the Supreme Court distributes itself and sends judges out to the different states. I mean, I've never heard that before.
No, well, each of the states have a Supreme Court you can go to and bring problems to. There's a court, a high court. I don't know how to work exactly. It's the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, who's made up laws that went along. They're in trouble for that, that's for sure. Okay,
right.
Carry on. We talk to you again.
Okay, bye. Good night.
Okay. Sorry, no, we just have a couple of calls. Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
First thing I want to do is say good morning to my cousins across the river in Wales and my English families as well.
That'd be the River Us. It's 5:36 a.m. That's the time here.
Good. It's time for them to get up and start squeezing the cows.
That must be the River Usk. I'm near the River Usk here in the USK. And there's also a town of Usk, by the way. But, there's lots of breaking news going on about special forces out picking up people and arresting people. And one story from Alex Jones, I'm not usually quoting him, is that the Supreme Court has intervened and taken over all the decisions of the lesser Supreme Courts that operate in each state. So that's on the, if you go on to Infowars.com, that's the lead story they have today. And Alex Jones is going to do one. Well, no, it's a good move if it's true, because these judges, a senior judge on a subdivision. Yeah.
Anyway, the one amendment I wanted to add to Ingrid's information is most people are not aware that 93 to 97% of all vaccines manufactured don't end up in people but end up in livestock. So if you want to spread a contagion, that's the way you can do it.
That's the way foot and mouth was spread in Britain. Yeah. There's a big sheep market up in Longtown Market, right up the north of England, way up in Carlisle. You look at the map of England, and in 2001, the outbreak broke out there. It was planted, we know it was. And all the sheep are distributed from the market right down through the UK. Wonderful distribution, right down, which spread the foot and mouth then. And the strain of foot and mouth there then is known to have come from Porton Down, the biolaboratory of Britain, military, right? So that was 2001, and the same schmuck of a scientist in Imperial College, sick of calling out his name, gave the wrong advice, and they slaughtered millions of cattle, which was all totally unnecessary, totally and utterly and completely unnecessary. And he's known to have got the current statistics wrong on this outbreak by about 1,000%. Right? Why are the government dealing with these people? Right, Neil Ferguson, that's the guy's name, in Imperial College London. They're all disturbed people. These disturbed, bent, and on the take. They really are, as far as I'm concerned. All the scientists are heavily involved with Big Pharma, right down the list. But anyway, anything else on that?
See, I'm really worried. Thanksgiving is coming up this week, and in my field of lab work in my 20s, I was fully involved with that process. And so my worry is they're going to make sure there is a more vigorous, or what they call it, gain-of-function situation. And these people are going to gather together. They're going to, you know, be in close contact with each other, but instead of worrying about the contaminant, the decomposing thing on the table, they're going to be made to believe that was because of their association as a family that they got infected. rather than the real pathway, that's through the decomposing carcass on the table. And I hate to say it Thanksgiving is going to be a wave, and everybody will buy into the crap that they've been told.
Oh, they'll put it out again. But it's lies, lies, lies all the way anyway, etc. But just people have to rise up and tell the politicians, knock this off, we're finished with it. It is absolutely over the top. And as Mike Adams said at the very beginning of this, the tsunami wave of economic destruction would precede it everywhere. Social and economic destruction in so many ways. Okay.
Well, take good care of my cousins over there.
we'll have to bring somebody on with a Welsh accent soon. And mourning the passing of Windsor Davis, a Welsh actor who died last year. He used to be on the comedy series It Ain't Half Up On. But anyway, okay, good. Thanks for that. We have two more callers. I got, let's see, Ken here. Philadelphia. Is there somebody in Philadelphia?
Glenn. Glenn in Philadelphia.
Somebody in Philadelphia.
Sometimes he doesn't get the word.
Oh, sorry, I got you. Okay, thanks, Tom. Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Good morning, PJ. Hi. I've just tuned in recently, so you may have covered these 2 points previously, but I hear tell that the CDC recommended as of Thursday that all schools be opened. I don't know if this had come up already. But
I've been out of touch with that situation. In Britain, they've reopened the schools in August and left them run right through. And they were tacitly admitting it was wrong to close them in the first place. And I have a teacher living beside me who works at a very good school. But I don't know. It's probably different states and different rules in different states, etc. But
right, and that's why you know. So for the CDC is saying this, you know, nationwide, of course. And you know, so all of a sudden, I mean, it's been open, close, hybrid, you know, classroom, back and forth. So, but now the CDC itself is recommending that the schools be open. So that's one thing. And the other interesting thing was. Out of Alberta, Canada, a world-renowned pathologist and virologist, Roger Hodgkinson, not Hodgkinson, but Hodgkinson, who is an exponent of one of the tech firms making the COVID tests, is saying, you know, that this whole thing is just a humongous hoax. Yeah,
we have that article. It's actually up on the RBN site. That I was reading that today. Yeah, the more and more independent scientists of real status who have a track record of telling the truth, speaking out now. And in Ireland, I was telling their Ingrid Castle, Dolores Cahill. She is a world renowned virologist and. She was saying it's a disgraceful handling of this. It is not anything approaching a pandemic. It doesn't qualify as a pandemic. The infection doesn't matter. Well, you can't stop the infection moving. It's whether you get a full-blown outbreak. That's all that matters, really. And people are doing test. The tests are 47% accurate, and the test is picking up whether you had the flu 5 years ago. That's what it's picking up.
Well, not only that, supposedly this test is sort of a magnification-based thing, and it's run through multiple cycles of magnification. But above 30 cycles of magnification, the test becomes invalid. And certainly at 35, it's useless. And they've been running these tests at 40 cycles, which means utterly useless. And this is why you have Elon Musk getting 4 tests in one day, 2 of them positive and 2 of them negative. You know, so it's all utterly useless. It's being used as a societal control mechanism, and like right now, Australia is probably the worst, most egregious example of tyranny being implemented in the name of control. And hopefully, with these world class scientists complaining, they didn't listen to hundreds of doctors, America's frontline. Doctors who are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're having success with this. We're having success with Pulmicort. We're having success with hydroxychloroquine. We're having success with this or that. And they were marginalized, and even though they had thousands of cases of effective treatment. So at some point, this this is going to cave on them. You know, when enough people, you know, scientists of notoriety stand up, they're going to have to cave.
So. Indeed. I hope so. I sincerely hope so. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay, thank you for that. We'll see what happens this week. See if the world continues. But the big pharma and the government and billions of dollars being kicked around, billions of pounds and billions of dollars. And there's a scandal breaking in the UK here, but the crony of the friends of the government minister has been given massive contracts, etc., etc. And even one moron who was in charge of information gave out a £700,000 contract for a public relations company. What? And she was meant to be doing it herself. And, of course, they were friends of friends, which is another way of siphoning money out of the government to your friends, you know. But I've seen so much of that in companies and advertising agencies as well, for years back. But it is truly shocking. No, we're tight on time now. It's okay. There's other things we could go into. We'll save it next week. But this breaking news about this, if the Supreme Court has intervened on the lower Supreme Courts, that will be truly incredible, etc. But no, that bunch in the state of, is it Georgia? No, what's the state? The recount was even worse than the first count. And then they said it had to end by a deadline, and they ended it. I mean, this is like the mafia in charge of an ethics committee. The Democrats control states. It's a rotten to the core thing in British history about the rotten boroughs, etc. Corruption on multiple levels. But they have their work cut out, though. The Sidney Powell and Jay Sekulow and Giuliani in fighting this. Just could briefly go back to this morning's Daily Mail and just pull it up and see if they have anything new on it. They call it the clickbait site. Boris Johnson to kill off the 10 p.m. curfew. We're going to be able to drink till 11. Lockdown will end on December 2nd. Drinkers will be given another hour to prevent kicking out crowds. Or an hour of drinking off time. That used to be the rule in Ireland. Oh, one for the road. All shops will open and new three-tier systems with some stricter rules will be introduced. Really, really, really. This is the Christmas present we're getting. We're going to be allowed to celebrate Christmas. Isn't that wonderful? We'll be allowed to leave the virtual prisoner of war camp. And Tory MPs urge Boris to go to war on BBC and National Trust wokery. They're full of it. PM told to speak out for British patriotics. further down here, I'll pick up the story. Just rolling down here. You won't believe this. I mentioned it earlier on. BBC head of news making a statement that there is too many white privileged men in charge of news. What's the phrase we're running for the last 6 months? White privilege, and it's down here somewhere. I'll come to it. Justin Welby again. The name, they ought to name this guy, the head of news who put this statement out. But the current director general of the BBC and the last two, they're absolutely identical to each other in their mentality and attitude. It's as if, as I said, they grow them in a petri dish. They are just absolute clones of each other. And more wokery, woke. As Steve Turley says, be woke, go broke. But of course, the BBC can't go broke until we cut off the license fee from them. And then that will be a slight problem for them. But the build-up of aggro against the BBC, and the number of people who say, I don't watch the BBC, I cruise through to see the level of lies they're telling. And they have a fact-checking division, which is absolutely outrageous, absolutely beyond words. It's full of crap and lies on every level. Go back to the site. No, I can't find the story. I can hear a voice there, Ken. Just say that again. I'll go back to the BBC site. This is BBC site directly and quote this story directly. If I just quickly find it. I might get it when we come back from this break for the last few minutes. I'll read it out for you briefly. You won't believe it. Okay, we go to this break. I'll be back in a few minutes.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Coming back in the last few minutes of the program today, the Barden Report. But I'll just read this disturbing story from the BBC. It gets more disturbing by the day. And there's one key ex-employee, there's Alex Belfield. He keeps torturing them every day on his blog. He's got a massive blog. He keeps swearing, can't use a lot of the stuff. Jonathan Monroe, the BBC's head of news gathering, claimed there are too many privileged white men in senior positions at the company, prompting others to point out the fact that he himself is one. Monroe, who makes £180,000 a year, said that's about quarter of a million, $225,000, said it on the Media Masters podcast, I don't think anybody can possibly think that that's right. We don't want all our editorial meetings to be dominated by what white people think, he declared. We don't want any single group in society to dominate our editing thinking. Really, no, so that's really nobody in charge. Because we are not being diverse in our thought process. See the word diverse? The BBC is like the truth and facts did not come into this man's mind at all. Just diversity. To hell with the facts they ditched years ago, the BBC. The BBC latest Director General, Tim Davey, has vowed to make the company 50% female, 20% BAME, Black, Asian, Minority and Ethnic, and 12% disabled. Munro was mocked for his comments due to the fact that he is a white male in a senior BBC position himself. Does this mean you're resigning? Didn't think so. British columnist Toby Young reacted while The Times' Andrew Ellison wrote, presumably these comments by Mr. Munro are a precursor to him resigning his 180 grand a year position in favor of an ethnic minority candidate. Actor Lawrence Fox, who called on Munro to take the lead and resign then, while defund the BBC, a grassroots campaign against the UK television license, declared, the BBC aren't interested in true diversity. They exclude those that disrupt their groupthink, while working class and socially conservative people of colour. We agree the white saviour metro middle classes must stop dominating news agenda, the campaign said. That's defund the BBC. But this is non-stop from the BBC. Quotas, diversity. Oh dear, dear, dear. And it's the most appalling coverage of the Trump campaign and the US election I've ever seen in my life. It's just about as bad as CNN. Shocking, shocking, shocking. And people are getting really angry about it and just they'll pull the rug from under them and scrap the TV license. They keep renewing its mandate every so many years. They've frozen the TV license 4 or 5 years ago. There's been no increase. £159, $200 a year to listen to the BBC and TV. I need to own a TV, I need a license to look at it. But anyway, as we say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we will talk to you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.